We are very pleased to be joined by Barry Goldstein, the namesake for the Barry Goldstein Golf Academy at Inverary Country Club in Fort Lauderdale, and his 14-year-old daughter, nationally ranked junior golfer Carly Rae. And they were both in Pebble Beach last weekend. We're going to hear about that experience right now. Barry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Russ. How you doing?
I am doing fabulous. And your daughter, Carly Rae, is joining us as well. Carly Rae, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning. Thank you.
Barry, I'll start with you because I want to let our listeners know, and we've had you on the show before, and we've talked about Carly Rae before, and she's a phenomenal talent, 14-year-old, nationally ranked junior golfer. Let us know about her background as a golfer and how she came into being in the field last week at the Walmart First Tee Open at Pebble Beach.
Sure, Russ. First of all, Carly's had a club in her hand since she could walk. You know, I owned a driving range in upstate New York, and she used to hit balls there all the time and started playing golf when she was about 7 and won her very first golf tournament she was in. And 68 wins later at the age of 14, what happened with the first tee program is, as you know, I run the teaching program at Inverary, and Carly got involved with the first tee about 2 years ago as a mentor, where every Saturday afternoon she gives up a couple hours of her time and she mentors some kids that maybe aren't as fortunate and are just getting into golf. And as a reward, they picked some kids from around the country and sent her to a qualifier in New Hampshire. I think there was like 40 girls they sent, and they picked 22 of them. And the top 22 girls got to go to Pebble Beach and play on national TV in the Walmart First Tee Open. And it was really an amazing experience for us. As you know, last time I was on the show, you and I just strictly talked golf instruction, and this is a little different. This is quite a kick to see your kid playing with Nick Price and Andy North and birdieing the 18th hole at Pebble Beach. I mean, it's a real rush.
That's phenomenal. And as a father, and I'm, of course, a father of a daughter as well, my little girl is just about 6.5 months old, so we've got a long way to go. And by the way, I want to book some time with you about 5 years from now on the driving range for Lily. But as a father, I can only imagine the feelings that you had, the pride that you had, and the love for your daughter, seeing her in this situation. You know, you've got to be so proud, and last weekend must have been so phenomenal for you as a father.
Oh, my gosh, Russ. It was amazing. I mean, I actually got engaged on the 18th hole at Pebble Beach back in 91, and I never went back since. I had played there a lot, but I've never been back until Carly took me back. So watching her just, she happened to play remarkably well in her two rounds at Pebble Beach as well. She birdied all the ocean holes. She birdied 6, 7, 10, and 18. I mean, these are not easy holes, and it was really amazing to watch her do that. And yeah, my chest was out about 6 feet, Russ. Like yours is going to be with Lily.
So, Carly, tell me about it. How cool was it for you playing with these Champions Tour pros, and who was the player you were paired with for most of the week, and what was it like?
I was paired with Andy North for the week, and he's just, like, such a great guy. I loved playing with him. It was definitely one of the best experiences of my life. It was, like, the whole week was just incredible, and he was the coolest guy to play with. So I played with Andy the first 3 days, and then on the last day I played with Nick Price, Alan Doyle, and Andy North the last day.
Now, were you the only youth golfer in that threesome, or were there other youth golfers for that final day? Because I know there was a cut.
Oh yeah, it was just me with the guys.
That is awesome. So you made the cut after 2 days of play at Pebble Beach. Now you played Pebble on Friday, and then you played, what was the second course you played on Saturday before playing Pebble again on Sunday?
Well, I played Del Monte on Friday, and then on Saturday I played Pebble.
Okay, and then you played Pebble again on Sunday. And of your 3 days of golf and your 2 days on Saturday and Sunday at Pebble Beach, what were some of your favorite holes? What were some of the best shots you hit? And what were some of the two or three most significant memories that you'll take away from that weekend?
Well, on Saturday on the 18th hole of Pebble, there was like a bunch of people in the stands and stuff, and I hit three great shots and I made birdie, so that was probably my most memorable hole. I like number 6, 7, and 8. That's probably my favorite stretch on the course. I had a few birdies on 6 and 7 for the weekend, so that might be my most memorable holes too, because those are the prettiest holes to me, I think.
Absolutely.
They're all right on the ocean and stuff.
Well, most people say that that par three, that little short par three right there, is one of the most picturesque holes in the world. And Jack Nicklaus has said that the eighth hole, the par four, in his estimation, is the best par four in the world. And Barry, were you caddying for Carly during the weekend?
You know, it's funny, Russ. I'm always Carly's caddy, but in this tournament, they did not allow a parent to caddy. So what I did, we hired a very nice young man who carries at Pebble Beach for the week. His name was Tom, and he was a terrific guy. And he carried Carly's bag for the 3 days. And it's funny, Russ, you know, Carly was fortunate enough outside of the golf. She met George Lopez at dinners. Bill Murray took photos with her, the comedian. So it was, and Greg Norman asked her to play a practice round. It was really just a phenomenal week all around. I mean, the only reason I didn't caddy, though, Russ, to answer your question, is they did not allow a parent in this event to caddy.
Understandable. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and I'm joined by Barry Goldstein, the namesake for the Barry Goldstein Golf Academy at Inverary Country Club in Fort Lauderdale, and his 14-year-old nationally ranked daughter, Carly Rae. Carly Rae was able to play last weekend in Pebble Beach at the Walmart First Tee Open. So, Barry or Carly Rae, I'm just curious, what's up next for you, Carly? Playing-wise, do you have more tournaments the rest of this year? Are you playing in high school? I mean, what's going on for you in the coming few months?
I'm not playing on my high school golf team this year, but I'm not really sure what I have coming up next for tournament-wise.
You know, Russ, basically, the high school golf down here is different than football and basketball. Carly gets the recognition from, she's gotten letters from UCLA and Pepperdine and schools like that from playing in these national events. So we decided maybe high school golf might not be the way to go. As far as upcoming tournaments, Carly's got a lot of women's events that she plays that are coming up. So she's just chilling out right now, getting ready to start her freshman year of high school. She missed the first 2 weeks with the Pebble Beach event. So, you know, she's got to get back in school on Monday and get it caught up on her schoolwork. And then always some golf tournaments on the horizon, Russ, always.
That's right, Carly. Don't forget about the books. Now, being a big-time golf star is cool and all, but you got to make sure you study as well. Now, in regards to college, you're getting letters from UCLA and Pepperdine. Have you started thinking about colleges yet? And I have to say, as a Gator, got to put a good word in for the University of Florida. They've got a hell of a golf program in Gainesville.
Yeah, I really like the golf programs at Duke, UCLA, and Pepperdine. And so those would be my three. Like, if I had a choice right now, those would be my top three choices. But I also like Florida and Arizona State.
Nice.
But, Pepperdine's my favorite.
Okay, cool. So, you know, Arizona State, Phil Mickelson was a former Sun Devil. And, of course, Camilo Vajegas and Chris DeMarco and Dudley Hart and Mark Calcavecchia. Got to make sure I got to put a good word in for Florida, because it sounds like it's a ways down on your list. But you got a couple more years. Barry Goldstein.
Yeah.
Barry Goldstein is his daughter, Carly Rae. Barry, I'm so happy for you. You're such a great guy. You're always positive. I can't wait to see all these pictures, whether it's in person on Facebook. This is just awesome. And is there a chance for Carly Rae to play in this tournament again next year, or is it kind of a one-and-done thing?
Great question, Russ. You get to play in it twice before your senior year of high school. And, you know, not to sound too positive, but I believe Carly will get another opportunity to play in that. And, you know, she actually got interviewed by the Golf Channel as she was coming down 15. And it was really a great experience for her. So I do believe she'll play in it again. And I got to tell you, Russ, you know, I've done a lot of TV shows on national TV and all. I enjoy your radio show so much. I had so many golfers tell me they enjoyed the instructional segment you and I did, was it about a month ago? I was on the show, I guess. And it's amazing. I mean, so many people said, hey, I heard you on the ticket and love the advice on the grip. So, I mean, you're very well listened to. I was impressed.
Well, thank you very much for that, Barry. I appreciate it. We have a lot of fun doing the show, and I can't call it work. Well, I used to be an architect for a couple of years. That's what I went to college for, and this is a lot easier and a lot more fun than that. But thank you so much for joining me. Carly Rae, congratulations to you. Good luck in your career. I know for sure we're going to see you on the LPGA Tour someday. I have no doubt about that. Good luck this school year. Make your freshman year of high school fun, okay?
Thank you.
Barry, thanks a lot, bud.
Oh, you kidding, Russ? It was a pleasure. We'll do it again.
There he is, Barry Goldstein, the namesake for the Barry Goldstein Golf Academy at Inverary Country Club in Fort Lauderdale, and his 14-year-old superstar of a daughter, Carly Rae. What a great experience. You can tell that they had and that's a memorable, talk about having a memorable father-daughter experience. I mean, Carly Rae, I think, will probably remember that for the rest of her life, and I'm hoping she gets to tee it up again next year.